the fat salt pork. What's that usually called?
The belly.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Your side meat.
Sow belly, side meat.
Side meat or the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a difference between bacon and side meat?
Yes. The bacon is a smoked meat, and then the side meat is just a white meat with the salt and is cured without smoking. Mm-hmm. Now, some people would call it side meat, I guess. But after we smoke it, we call that part the bacon. We'd use that for breakfast and for seasoning, too.
Ever heard the other names for bacon? How much lean does an old fat back have in it?
Well, it depends on the hog as to how much lean there is to it. The closer to the back it gets, why the thicker the fat than it is from the belly side.
What if you had it with just one little streak there of lean in it? Is there a special name for that?
You mean the loin?
I mean the
one slice?
The sow belly, yeah.
One slice, so.
Yeah, so that one slice just has a little streak of lean in it. Is there a special name for that? Or is that just sow belly, sow belly?
It's just regular sow belly. Now, there's what's called a loin that's in the back. It comes off on each side of the backbone. There's a part of that that's joined to the ham. It's called a loin. That's the best part about the hog, is the loin.
And you mentioned bacon. What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it? If you chew it, it gets real tough. It's the
That's the belly part of the bacon. All of that is cut off.
What do you call
it? The center cut is where you get your best cut of bacon. In other words, the tenders.
Is there a special name for that belly? Or say it's on a piece of bacon and you can't chew it, it's bacon what?
Bacon rind.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What do you call the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham?
That is the side.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Another kind of meat that comes from the hog, maybe it comes in little links on a chain.
A sausage.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the man who cuts meat and stuff like that?
The butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat has been kept too long, you said the meat has done...
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. And any other term that people ever use for that?
Nothing except spoiled or rotten.
Right. If the meat stinks, it's very, very bad.
Rank.
Right. You ever heard people call that funky, that odor?
No, I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No.
And while we're talking about hogs, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
The souse.
Mm-hmm.
Souse or calf stew.
Anything else that people call that souse?
Hash, hog head hash.
Ever heard it called hog head's cheese?
Yeah, that's the same thing as calf stew.
Mm-hmm.
I make it most every winter. Buy me a hog head and a couple of hens and about two square shoulders. And mm-hmm. I just cook up a wash pot full of it. We put it in containers and put it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen a dish or know about a dish prepared by or grinding up the hog liver and cooking it?
The hog liver is liver hash.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about it? Did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the hog blood?
Well, nothing except that is used for fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But
people use
a lot of the butcher shops. They have containers that they can catch the blood. Now, the modern ones around here now, they go into cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
It's washed out.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and maybe stir it up with cornmeal and add a little hog meat and cook it?
Which is that?
Take the juice of the head cheese or, you know, the souse and or the liver sausage and maybe stir it up and add a little cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then